Wait a minute, there's no rain in the forecast for today?
It's going to be a beautiful day. Fleet Week is starting today, so we'll actually be able to see the parade of ships as they come down the Hudson. Head underwater,
and it's... Yeah, good morning. It's Fresh 102.7. It's Jim and Cam. It is 608 Sunshine, 81 the high, 67 and mostly clear.
It actually sounds like summer all of a sudden. It
feels nice.
So what did you think about American Idol last night? Pretty much what you expected, a bunch of country songs.
A bunch of country songs, but a little drama right in the beginning.
Yeah, you know, it was really funny because in the afternoon they were saying that Lauren blew out her vocal cords and would not be able to sing, and that they were going to bring Haley back. If she couldn't sing, they were going to bring Haley back for her chance against Scotty instead. But somehow Lauren figured it out, and they had like a doctor come on and she explained everything.
Yeah, she talked about her vocal cords.
I'm here, I'm ready to sing, and I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
All right.
They actually brought the doctor out to talk about how she blew out a vocal cord, and we gave her this, and we gave her that, and he was in his scrub top. And...
Black scrubs.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute.
It was like the evil doctor. Yeah, right. It was Dr. Evil. We gave her $1
million. $1 billion.
So, I mean, she came back, and she did in her original song. They each had a song. One was that was chose by their, or picked by their hero, George Strait and Carrie Underwood.
Right.
And then their choice, their song that they loved. And then an original song. Her original song was much better than Scotty's. I think she got a kiss there. It was also written by Nicolas Cage's daughter-in-law.
I didn't know
that's
that.
That's who penned it. Her name is Nikki Smith. And it was just, it's a song about mom. Yeah. Everybody loves mom.
It's called Like My Mother Does. And for somebody who allegedly blew out her vocal cords, she was awesome.
She had one little misstep in there where you could hear she was hoarse. You know who she sounds like to me? Kelly Clarkson. In that song, it sounds exactly like Kelly Clarkson. I just can't imagine she's not going to win. And Scotty had an original song, too, called I Love You This Big.
I love you this big.
Yeah, it was a country
song. Wasn't a big fan of the song.
Well, it was all country. You had three country songs for each of them. Either you like them. And I mean, and the great thing about Lauren is she sang to her mom. She went and gave her a hug during it and stuff. I think it was just a better song.
Yeah.
They always choose pretty icky songs for their first songs. I can't remember one really great American Idol first song that everybody's like, oh, I love that song.
Well, and the other thing about Scotty is that, you know, I tend to get like a little uncomfortable with the way he looks at the camera because he's looking at the camera like an established artist, like he's been around for like a billion years.
I like that. I think that's amazing.
You know, I think that's kind of smarmy, and I just, and I'm like,
really?
All right, I'm going to look away and listen to the vocals.
Oh, I don't think so at all. I'm impressed by the fact he's 17 years old and it's like he owns the stage. I think that's impressive.
I think he's playing a role when he does that. That's not him. It's him doing George Strait, or you know what I mean?
All performers play a role. I love it. I think he's great, but I think for 17 years old, he's actually pretty self-prepossessed too. He's not. He's not too snotty.
And he has some nice things to say about Lauren.
We've been together since day one. I met her in day one in Hollywood. We were going into confessional, and she was asking questions left and right, just being a chatterbox like she is. So, I mean, we've been friends since day one, been in school together, so we're really close.
Two-hour finale tonight, by the way.
You heard him say they're in school together. Yeah. They had to go to school the entire time they've been doing American Idol.
I guess they had to. Yeah, I didn't think about
they
that.
They could just drop out of school. They're only 16 and 17 years old.
And, like, you know, they're studying, like, physics. Is this really going to help me in my career?
Yeah, right? I'm predicting Lauren tonight.
Okay, me too.
And
me
I am
too.
Saying, I'm tired of In It to Win It. I miss the word dog coming out of Randy's mouth.
Sort
it's
of Facebook
annoying.
Campaign, yeah. Jim and Cam, you're waking up with Sleepy as the Mattress Professionals.
Fresh 102.7, giving you lots of chances to win lots of money in the $50,000 free money payoff. It starts with free money on the 5 and your chance at $1,000.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
From Jersey to the island, your chance to win free money comes from Fresh.
If you love salami,
children enroll for the summer.
6:16 from Fresh as we open up our boombox. I gotta tell you, because I knew we were gonna play this morning, I could not wait to get to the station to play this song.
That's what boombox is all about.
Man, the year is 1985 and the first .com domain was registered. Remember what it was?
No, I have no idea.
Symbolics.com by the Symbolics Corporation.
You know what? When Alex Trebek asked that now, I'm so gonna know it. And Coca-Cola introduced New Coke. It went so well, they had to change back to the old formula 6 months. Do you remember how upset people were? And then they came back with Coca-Cola Classic.
Don't you want to be that guy who suggested that? How about if we make New Coke?
How about if we change this really good thing that's working out so well for us?
So hop in your 85 Jeep Wagoneer and relax with Frankie Goes to Hollywood from Jim and Kim's Wednesday Boombox. Only on Fresh 102.7.